thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service comes to you from the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we welcome you to our service, trusting that the Lord will make it a real blessing to you today. We open our service with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, I'll Stand for Jesus. Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful that we have the privilege of presenting the gospel on this broadcast service today, and we're thankful for everyone who is in our congregation. I realize that you see them each one, you love them each one, you are concerned for each one, and we're asking that you'll take us, take our broadcast, and make it a blessing to those who are in our congregation. You know what their burdens and what their cares are, and you've told us to cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for us. So bless this precious congregation and bless this broadcast to their hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bye.
Let me remind you that you're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful that you are a part of our congregation today. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will make the entire service a blessing to you. And on this broadcast, we have the privilege of having Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God in Georgetown, Grand Cayman, to bring us the message. And we trust that you will be blessed by the message that he brings. Brother James.
Speak on is proving loyal to God under pressure. That is speaking to the Christian, of course. And what is pleasure, or what is pressure? To force as by overpowering influences. And I'm going to be reading from the fourth chapter of 2 Timothy. And rather than reading the whole thing one time, I'll just read verses 16, 17, and 18. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be full and known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That is the last writing of the Apostle Paul, of course, the second book of Timothy, second epistle to this young man Timothy. Paul was now nearing the end of his sojourn on earth. In fact, if you read the preceding verses of that chapter, you will see that, where he said he was ready to depart this world, and he had fought a good fight. He had finished his course, and so on. But in this text that we have here, we have a prisoner for Christ who was lonely and friendless. And you think about this for a few minutes. As a Christian, sometimes we go through some hardship that we don't understand, and some problem that we don't understand. But when we read about the Bible characters and even others who lived since then, we will see that we have it mild in comparison to what some of these people went through to stand for the Lord. He said to this young man, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, and Titus unto Dalmatia. So this was another worker with Paul. Demas was working along with Paul, but somewhere along the line, he got tripped up, looked like, and he returned to where he had come from. For the Bible tells us in this verse of scripture that I just read, for he loved this present world. Yes, and he was under pressure. Paul was under pressure here. But do you know that God's work was his only concern, even during that time? Right. Listen to what I'm reading. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, especially the parchments. The work of God, the church, the ministry, the Bible, the Word of God, these things were still his chief concern, and the souls of mankind. Think about it today. Yes, he placed his enemies into the hands of God.
That's right.
Do you know that under the new dispensation, the dispensation of grace, the dispensation of Christ or the dispensation of Christianity, really? The Bible tells us that we must love our very enemies.
Amen.
Jesus said to do good to those that despitefully use you.
Amen.
We can't get to heaven hating people.
Amen.
You have to love people.
Amen.
Regardless of what they do us.
Yes.
And if you look at the verse 14, it says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. I mean, he said it like it was. He made it very clear. He loved him, but be careful. Huh? That's what he said. Be careful around him. He loved him, but be careful. He has done me much evil. Let me tell you something, friends. People are losing their very conscience.
That's right.
People these days and do things against Christians.
Yeah.
And say things against Christians. And say things against the church. Yeah. Against God. Against his ways and all that. And seemingly, the conscience don't even bother them.
No, sir.
Paul placed them in the hands of God. While being tried, those who should have stuck with him backed out. For fear of having to suffer with him. Let me tell you something, friends. If you can serve the Lord today, you're going to be loyal to God.
Amen.
It's easy to talk this.
Yeah.
But it's a little harder to do it.
Yeah.
And to live it, anybody can talk it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can go to church for an hour and go back home.
Yes.
Dress up in a Sunday best.
Mm-hmm.
And go back home. That's easy.
Yes.
But it takes the power of God in your life.
Amen.
To live a holy life.
Amen.
On Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays,
right.
Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays, every day.
Yes.
Christianity is a life.
Amen.
That's really what it is.
Yes.
Yes. During the most trying times, his friends forsook him. At my first answer, no man stood with me. What a place to be.
Amen.
But let me tell you something, friends. When all seemed gone, God's face began to shine.
Amen.
Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me.
Praise God. Praise God.
And strengthened me.
Praise God.
Yes. That by me the preaching might be fully known. You see, he was on a mission.
Yes.
He had a job to do.
Yes.
God called him to do something and he was doing it.
Yes.
And that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion.
Glory to God.
This only inspired his confidence in God.
Amen.
To persevere. And the Lord shall deliver me. He was sure. He was confident. That the Lord was going to deliver him.
Amen.
And he knew that. And God took care of him. He was a man. A man like us. A good man. A Christian man. Just like us too, a human.
Yeah.
Who under any circumstances in life never shrank from what it took to prove true and loyal to his God.
That's right.
You see, he was a human.
Yeah.
And he felt the crushing experiences of rejection for holding true to his God. This was a man who didn't take Christian living as a plaything. But he retained his stand for God. Let me tell you something, friend. This is real. Do you know that the Bible tells us in the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians and verse 12, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. You can fall from grace. Many down through the years have fallen from grace.
Oh, yes.
You take one of Jesus' own followers, you take Judas.
Right.
Take Judas. Look at how great was his fall. Let me tell you something, friends, we are human beings.
Yes,
and we need the grace of God in our life.
Yes.
Every moment of this, this day.
Yes.
Those that call themselves Christians, you better know you got God.
Right.
And the grace of God in your life. Many have fallen from grace and messed up a good thing that they had. Many have lived for God for years. and years and years in my time, in my short life with God and my experience with God, I've seen men have messed up their life and turned back from God and go back into the world. Yes, and many church people have fallen from the very standards of Christianity look like and the principles that they were founded on. Let me tell you, friend, these islands in which we live were founded on Christian principles. Our forefathers built these islands on Christian principles and honesty, integrity. We need to stand up for what is right.
Amen.
And for what is true. Hold loyal to God. Stand firm for the truth of the gospel. Yes, God's people are a sorrow of sin.
That's right.
A sorrow redeemed. And although they are subject to ridicule and so on, they are expected to produce the fruits of a Christian. Regardless of what we're surrounded with.
Amen.
If you look into the 40th Psalm, you see there the words of David, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." Let me read another verse. It says, verse 5. "Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. When God bring you up out of a life of sin, stay up.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
Yes, stay up. Stay up. When you stand for the Lord, remain standing.
Amen.
Yes, remain standing. God's people are delegated with the responsibility of pointing people to a better way. You see, God takes people out of a life of sin.
Yes.
That's the whole purpose of this. If we had to stay in what we were in, what sense would it really make?
Mm-hmm.
When you get deep down in a life of sin and the gutters of sin, you want something, you want some way out.
Amen.
You want to get out of that.
Yes.
You know what Paul said to the Romans? "I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Let me tell you something, friends. God is real. His salvation is real. His church is real.
That's right.
Yes, you can be a part of that great institution called the church. There are pressures in the world today that confront Christians all the time. Yes, there are pressures to let go of the truth. What one has believed in for all his life and to leave it out. Let me tell you something, friends. There are many philosophies and ideas floating around in the world today. You want to live right and live for the Lord, you got to stand on His Word.
Amen.
You got to stand on the Bible.
Yes.
There are reproaches that go along with serving the Lord. And that's what a lot of people don't want to bear today. They don't want to bear the reproaches. That's why Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." There are constant pressures to conform to this world and the things of this world and all that this world has to offer. Let me tell you something, friends. That's what happened to Demas. The Bible says Demas loved this present world and returned to where he came from. You know what the Bible says? "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. There are many today that are pressured to become over-involved in the material pursuit of life and personal gain and ambition and leave God out. That's happening all around us, in these islands too. And to follow suit and to do what others do. Yes. Stand, be yourself. Be a true servant of God. Be loyal. Regardless of the pressures that surround us, my beloved friends, stand true to the Lord.
Amen.
It is better higher up.
Amen.
As good and pleasant as it might be down here, and as comfortable as we might have it here on earth, it's better higher up.
Amen.
Paul said at my first answer, no man stood with me. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. And the Lord delivered him. The Lord will do the same for us. God never fails one that put their trust in him.
Thank you, Brother James. Brother James Hartz, pastor of the Church of God in Georgetown, Grand Cayman, bringing us the message on today's Way of Truth broadcast. And we trust it has proven to be a blessing to you. Now, it would be a blessing to us if you let us know that you appreciate this service coming your way from week to week. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. That fax number again, 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I would remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. We have an archive of a number of issues. I'm sure that you can find some very interesting reading there if you are interested in the things of God. Also, we have an archive of a number of our broadcasts. If you would like to hear one over or have missed one, you can go to our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And we invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And then our midweek service, Wednesday evening at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We do thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with you from week to week, and it would be an encouragement to us if you would let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. We would also be thankful if you would let those of us, or those who are helping us with our broadcast, if you let them also know that you appreciate their giving of their means to help us with our broadcast. Again, our postal address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. Again, we thank you for being a part of our congregation, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Once so aimlessly I wandered round the tangled paths of sin, All about me seem so hopeless, doubts and fears without within. Then a voice so kind and gentle spoke sweet peace unto my soul. Gone my days of sin and wandering, since the Savior made me whole. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me and a brand new life he gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all. Now my life is full of gladness. All my days are filled with joy. I no longer walk in sadness. Happy songs my lips employ. For I found the wondrous secret only those in Christ may know. 'Tis the peace of sins forgiven, joy that makes the glad heart glow. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me and a whole new life he gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all. I am living in his favor since the Savior saved my soul. No more searching for life's pleasures since I gave him full control. When my earthly life has ended and I'm laid beneath the sod, I'll see the wonder of all wonders, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me and a whole new life he gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all.